Ugh, I hesitate to talk about the bilateral meeting between Putin and Trump that just wrapped up because I can't bring myself to use the terms election meddling or election interference one more time. Why? Well, because what the Russians are accused of has absolutely nothing to do with manipulating vote totals. In other words, they didn't change our votes. They convinced us to change our votes because, well, we're just dumb, right? Okay, Russia is accused of trying to extract voters' personal information from state voting systems, but that was simply to exploit our personal info, much like what hackers did to Yahoo. So what exactly did the Russians do? They manipulated the media. They hacked into the Democratic Party's email system to show that the party had the fix in for Hillary Clinton, and the media reported on it. They used Clinton's campaign emails to paint her in a bad light, and the media reported on it. Getting that stuff out there, along with social media ads and the social media distribution of fake news, is really what the Russians are accused of. In other words, Americans were dumb enough to buy Russia's BS, and enough people voted for Trump, which changed what was supposed to be a sure thing for Hillary Clinton in 2016. Wow, that's a pretty low opinion that politicians and the press have of us. Americans are too dumb to be able to sift through what's fake and what's important. But just so you know, the person who has the lowest opinion of American intelligence is Russian President Vladimir Putin, because he stood there straight-faced at that podium in Finland today and suggested that he, a former KGB agent and a president who rules with an iron fist, knows nothing about Russia ever involving itself in the internal affairs of America. I just hope that Donald Trump doesn't accept Putin's denial at face value, because that just might confirm Putin's assessment of how dumb Americans really are.